Thanks for being with us again as we get down to business with our game day analyst and Super Bowl bear, Tom Thayer. Sponsored by BMO Harris Commercial Bank. Morning, Tom.
Good morning, Josh.
It's Minnesota for the second time in 3 weeks, but what'll be different this time from when the Bears beat them at Soldier Field a couple of Sundays ago?
Well, obviously the environment's going to be different. There's a lot of young players that have to get used to going up to the Metrodome and playing in one of the loudest stadiums in the league. That being said, my concerns on the line of scrimmage for the snap count, usually nowadays identified by the offensive guard, alerts the center snaps the ball. Now with two new offensive guards in there, Gabe Kareemi and Edwin Williams, I'm just looking to see a smooth transition of the snap count. If they can efficiently work the snap count on the line of scrimmage, then look for them to use any of their offense that they have the ability to use.
All right, so Jay Cutler, he's got a chance to survive in the pocket if the communication is there. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, obviously that's always your first attempt in throwing the ball downfield is Jay is a pocket passer. If you can protect him, allow him to get the ball out of his hands, they do have different areas that you can attack. But it all starts with the efficiency at the line of scrimmage.
What kind of boost do you expect if Alshon Jeffrey and maybe even Devin Hester return this week?
Well, first of all, when you have Alshon Jeffrey on the other side of the field or even the same side of the field of Brandon Marshall, you're always going to win the size matchup. So right there, even if it's tight coverage, you're going to give Jay Cutler the opportunity to throw to a big receiver. And then it's always nice to have the speed of Devin Hester because he's going to keep those young safeties deep at their deepest point, maybe some underneath routes. But again, you still have two great backs out of the backfield. Both Matt Forte and Michael Bush can also be threats from the line of scrimmage or behind the line of scrimmage when they're throwing the ball.
All right, anytime the Vikings come around, face the Bears, it's like Adrian Peterson Appreciation Week. We know the Bears appreciate Peterson, but can the Vikings win even if the Bears manage to contain AP or if he doesn't have a big game?
Well, now you're talking about putting a lot of pressure on the shoulders of young quarterback Christian Ponder, who we've seen some talented quarterbacks in the last couple of weeks in terms of feet with Kaepernick in San Francisco and last week Russell Wilson in Seattle. But here you have to make sure that you keep them in that pocket like we're talking about. Protect Jay Cutler. Minnesota's going to try to protect Christian Ponder. And if they can get, you know, Henry Melton and Julius Peppers and the rest of the guys can get at the quarterback and put him on the defensive trying to throw the ball, that's where they'll gain the advantage against the young quarterback.
All right, a lot going for both teams, for them and against. So who do you like then, Tom? Prediction time, Bears-Vikings, how does it end Sunday?
You know, I still do believe in the Bears' defense. Regardless of having no Brian Urlacher and possibly no Tim Jennings, I still think the defense is up to the battle. Nick Roach will be a fine replacement. Geno Hayes has experience in this system. So I'm a Bears fan, and I'm sticking with the Bears.
There you go, Tom. Appreciate the time. We'll hear from you again Sunday, along with Jeff Joniak and our game day crew. 9 a.m. pregame, noon kickoff, Bears-Vikings here on the home of the Bears.